The cold air nips at your nose as you stand on the snow-covered hill overlooking the town. Down below, the windows of the tiny distant houses emanate a warm golden light. Some of the homes have strands of small multicolored bulbs hanging from their roofs. Even from here, you can see them twinkling cheerfully. The snow is bathed in a silver-blue light. It seems the whole world is aglow in the pearly luminescence of the full moon. And the cold air makes the faraway town look glassy and dreamlike. For a moment, you wonder what it would be like if you were a bird, able to spread your wings and fly high above the neighborhoods, circling lower and lower until you landed in front of a cozy home. Through the windows, you'd see a family inside, sitting down to dinner with smiles on their faces. Or maybe you'd find someone reading a book in a comfy armchair beside a crackling fire. But then, a whispering breeze returns your awareness to the present moment. As the night grows darker, the air gets colder. The hill you're on is exposed to the elements. You think it might be warmer down amongst the trees on the trail that brought you here. With a last look out over the sleepy town, you turn and trudge through the snow. You follow your own string of footprints back the way you came. It's been long enough that the prints have formed an icy crust. Your boots crunch through them, leaving the shape of their soles atop your older tracks. The air around you smells cold and invigorating. The temperature mutes the other scents that might be carried on the breeze, leaving only a hint of pine and the damp freshness of the snow. You fall into an easy rhythm of walking, where you're not really aware of how much time has passed. All you take in is your slow progress over the hill, then into the trees. Before long, you see that the forest now surrounds you on all sides. A glittering trail of pearly, moonlit snow leads you through the pines, which tower over your head. Their branches are frosted with a layer of white. Everything looks different at night. The shadows are longer, and even the trees seem taller, stretching up towards the starry black sky. After a while of going gently downwards from the top of the hill, the path evens out. You find yourself in a place where the trees have more space between them. The forest seems open here, though it's not a clearing exactly. The trail itself is lost in the wide patches of white between the dark trunks. You pause for a moment to get your bearings. First, you rotate in a slow circle, taking in the scenery around you. But when you're facing the way you started once again, you notice something you hadn't seen before. Only a few steps away, there's now a wooden post, painted red, with a rectangular sign on top. It reads, Platform 1, in elegant gold script. How odd, you think. What could the sign be referring to? There's nothing here but you, the trees, and the snowy trails.